Solutions.
Hello? Is that Total Pest Solutions?
It is, I.
Right, listen, I've got a serious pest problem, right?
Yep.
And I'm willing to pay £3,000 to anyone that can solve this for me, right?
Yeah, go for it.
Right. How long have you been in the business, like?
I've been in pest control 15 years now.
Right, okay, listen. Let me tell you the problem I've got, right? First of all, I want to know, do you have anything like a privileged client disagreement policy? I mean, if I tell you anything, can I be sure that you won't, ever repeat it?
Everything we hear, see or do is in confidence, yes, to the client.
Right, okay. You sound like the company for me, right? Listen, I think I got a genuine case of self-revenge here, right? Now, I've taken a lot of approaches to this problem myself, right? I can't solve it. I can't get rid of it, right? Now, I got a serious feral problem here, right? On my property, right? A little sods keep coming back. You won't believe how wild these... Listen, I want to ask you something, right? Do you know any legal way, any way at all, that I can dissuade... unruly feral children. No, listen, I know it sounds a little bit odd, right? Listen, right, let me tell you, right, these little feral bastards, right, they come from a long line of inbreds, right, a long line of alcoholic crackhead benefit claimants, right? Listen, I gotta tell you, right? They don't even look humans. They've even got hairy faces. They get everywhere. Listen, I opened up a cupboard this morning, right? And I find two of them in there with one of my ferrets, and they were playing with themselves. Right? I what's the law on feral children? How much control can I administer?
You're having a giraffe, pal. You're having a f***ing laugh. Oh, good luck to you, pal.
No. Don't go. Listen, please.
Good evening, Total Pest Solutions. How can I help?
Yeah, hello there. I was speaking to a gentleman there, right? But the thing is, right, he thinks I'm having a laugh, right? But I'm not. I've got a serious problem here. I just need to talk to him.
You need to talk to who?
The man that was on the phone a minute ago. Listen, I was telling him, right, I was asking him, maybe you can help me, right? I need to know, is there any legal way, right, I can dissuade feral children off my property? What does the law say, right, on feral children? How much control can I administer?
Well, it's not so much feral children as feral parents, really, isn't it?
Well, I've got to tell you, right, they come from a long line of inbred alcoholic crackhead benefit claimants, right? Well, let me tell you, right, I'll tell you what I've tried so far, right? Mm-hmm. So far, right, I've tried... Now, don't take me too wrong, I'm not a nasty bloke, right? But I did try some poison Mars bars, right? Now, they just enough to give them a dicky tummy, right? They disappear for a week and a half, right? And then they come back with renewed energy after bloody antibiotics, don't they? Right, I got a stun gun off the internet, right? And that went well for a while, right? When I catch them in my property, I just knock them over, right? And then toss them back over the fence. But then I pulled my back. I couldn't do that no more.
Oh, dear.
So then I tried erecting a metal climbing frame, right, in my front garden, along with a sign that said Adventure Playground, right? And free spliff here. And then I wired it up to the mains. But I had to say that downright because there was a small hill of dead birds appeared and about six fried cats.
Right, oh well.
Now I want to know, right, is there anything, I mean, have you ever had anyone phone you up, right, with a problem with children on their property?
No, I can't say we have, no.
Well, what would you do for a pest problem in general? You know, just to keep things off your property, what would you do?
Well, you could try putting a fence up.
Are you joking, right? Listen, I put a bloody fence up, right? Listen, I'm looking out the window now, right? And I'm not kidding you, I can see three of the little sods, right? And they're abseiling off the telephone pole. Hang on a minute, wait a minute, don't go away. Hang on. Wait a minute. Say hello to my little friend! Little bastard! I love you. Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Right. See, they've gone now. They've scattered. Right.
Well, that's a good thing. You won't need us. So, hey.
What?
You won't need us then if they've gone. All right.
Wait a minute, right? I've got £3,000 for this problem. Hello?
Hello.
What? I've got £3,000. I just want a creative solution that's within the law. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yeah, listen, right, I've got £3,000. I just need some sort of creative answer to my problem.
You need a social worker.
Hey, listen, are you starting to feel this? Think this call's a bit odd? I've got to confess something to you, mate. My name's Bazman, and I'm a radio presenter.
Uh-huh.
And you've just been a victim of the telephonic mayhem.
Brilliant, pal. Absolutely brilliant.
Don't cut off your nose to spy your face, she said. You're running out of grace, she said. In your haste for speed. Mother was right, the child was feeling up his eyes, reaching out for all the skies before he could fly.